Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Yuma Daf Mem, and we are in the discussion of Dam, as we had in the last Mishnah. We're on in Oz V'Hadar on Lamed Vav Amud Beis. So the last Mishnah discussed what exactly is done with the Dam after it is poured. So it's poured. Shricha Shirayim is done on the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. There's a hole on the west side, a hole on the south side. We know where the dam comes from, the Karbanas HaChitzon, it comes from the, goes to the south, Karbanas HaPnimi, it goes from the inside, and then it's, mixes in the bottom, and in Mekarn LeGananim, we said it's sold to the Gananim for fertilizer, Umo Alinbo, and we mentioned there is an Isra Me'ila if it is not, sold, if one benefits from it, without. So then we had two sources yesterday, from Rabbi Yochanan and two statements, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yavala, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chiyab, Shem Rabbi Yochanan. What the source is that there's no Me'ila. There's no Me'ila. Either Dam is only for Kapara, right, and not for Me'ila, or Dam, the only Yisra problem is eating it, but not Me'ila. We said Nafkamina between them is if somebody's Makdish Dam, right, if there's blood that's not connected to Kapara. Right, it's not going to be a carbon. It's just dam that the base of it is going to sell for whatever as money, much money as it could get. So is that so? Is there meila by that dam? So that's the nafkamina. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. And then we said at the end of the shiur, there Rabbi Zeira was very excited that he said the same chiluk that Rabbi Yochanan said. So the Gemara now says savar al derabanan is amris. So originally Rabbi Zeira thought that these sources were said, these two sources to exclude Dam from Me'ila were said only within the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan that say, we just quoted the Braisa, Rabbanan who say, Ein Me'ila B'damim. Ein Me'ila B'damim. So this is the reason why there's no Me'ila by Damim. So we have these two sources. But according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, the first opinions, there is Me'ila by Dam. Obviously they don't hold these two opinions. So the, meaning that original, this original thought was that this machlokas is on the level of daraisa. The two shitas of the Tanaim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon hold that there's mi'ila daraisa by dam, and the chachamim say there is no mi'ila daraisa. So that's what we originally thought. Savar al derabanan is amris. Amar lei, and the answer he said to him, he says, no, ma biatcha. What's in your hand? What evidence do you have to that? Father Rabbi Shimon is amris. It's even according to Rabbi Shimon, meaning these sources are even within Rabbi Shimon Shita to explain why everybody, both Shitas hold that there is no Me'ila D'Oraisa, when it comes to Dam, and the Homachlokes is whether there is an issue D'Rabanan. You see in the Karbana Eda here. Hey Shavlo Revald, Rabbi Yochanan Amra, Filu Rabbi Shimon, D'Lo Divrei Akol, Ein Me'ila B'Dam Kachem Me'D'Oraisa. Everybody holds there's no Me'ila by Dam D'Oraisa. V'Yaf Rabbi Shimon Lo Ka'amar. And even the first shitas of Rabbi Shimon, Lo Kamar, Diish Me'ila, Elam Yidir Rabbanan, Ube Makdash Damim Lebedek Habayis, or somebody's Makdash Dam Lebedek Habayis. So that is the, fitting that in. Again, even the Isser of eating Dam Mida Oraisa, we know there are different levels within that Isser Daraisa. Within the Daraisa, there's some Dam that's an Isser Daraisa with an Isser Kares. There's some Dam with an Isser Daraisa without an Isser Kares. And then there's some dam that's not asur daraisa to eat. Rav Asher Weiss, in one of his articles, he discusses the idea of, he quotes, he wonders why the earlier achronim don't quote this idea, but the Rambam says it explicitly a few times, that there's a concept of nigrar achar hamitzvah. Sometimes you have a din daraisa, and the Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Avoda. The Rambam discusses, just as an example, he says there's an Iker Din D'Araisa, and then there's a secondary within the Din D'Araisa. Not a Drabana, but Nigrar Achar HaMitzvah. So one of them he has is Dam, right? Because there's an Iker Isser D'Araisa of Achilas Dam, that's with Kares. And then there's a lower level, Isser D'Araisa within. Or, that's one example within an Avera. What about within a mitzvah? In Perek Yud, of Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, the Rambam says, we have mentioned this, that there's a mitzvah that say to eat Karbanos. Mitzvahs asay. The Rambam says, the mitzvahs asay of eating karbanos, the ultimate mitzvah is karbanos that have kapara element to it. The Rambam says, achilas achatas va'asha mitzvahs asay. Shenem arvach losom asher kupar bohem. Hakonim ochlim abaylam is kaprim. And then the Rambam adds, v'hu hadin l'shar kachim she'ochlin hakonim she'achilasan mitzvah. The truth is, by other karbanos also, it's also a mitzvah, but it's clearly a secondary level. But that's the Rambam. And he also says this, I think, in Mitzvah Aseh Peites. I think in the Peites, he also uses this Lashon, relating to Nigrar, the meaning a secondary level within the Din Daraisa. The Rambam says here, Shetziva Kohanim Lecho B'sar Kachim, Klamar Achatis V'ashem Shem Kachi Kachim. That's the Mitzvah. And then later on, he says, Amnam Shar Kachim, Klamar Kachim Kalim, Gam Kein He Nigreres Achar HaMitzvah. V'chein Gam Kein Truma, Hine Achilasa Nigreres Achar HaMitzvah. Aval Ein Achilas Kachim Kalim Mitruma Kemo Achilas Basar Achatis V'ashem. Says explicitly, it's not the same level within the Mitzvah. While the other ones are just eating, right? So there's a difference within. So there are numerous times. Bal Tashchis, the Rambam has in Hilchos Malachim. Bal Tashchis, the Issa Daraisa with the full Malkus is destroying trees. And then the Rambam says there also, V'chein, any type of destructive behavior is included in Bal Tashchis. But you're not going to get Malkus for it. So some of the Nosei Kelim say, oh, you're not going to get Malkus for it. So it must be that's Darabanan. But it doesn't sound that way for the Rambam. It sounds like it's Daraisa without Malkus. So again, there could be different levels of mitzvos or Isurim Daraisa that are the Iker part and the secondary part, the Nigrar. So Dam is another example of that. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Ba Barei de Rabbi Chia Bar Ba Kach Meshivin. We're going to go with the names of the Karban Eda here. He switches, flips the Girsa. Kach Meshivin Rameir Rabbi Shimon LaChachamim. This is what Rameir Rabbi Shimon say to the Chachamim. Meaning the Shitas that say that there is Me'ila Drabanan, as we just explained, say to the Chachamim who say that it's no Me'ila Drabanan. There are numerous ways of interpreting the next few lines of the Gemara. We're going to go with the Karban Eda and others. So says the, say the ones that say there is Me'ila. One second. Ilu Gizbar, Shema Eino Tofes Demehen. If the Gizbar would take that blood, right, that went out to the, gardens. If he sells it, doesn't the money gain some level of status of Kedusha? And if it does, so then if the money that the blood is sold for gets a status of Kedusha, so shouldn't the blood itself have some status of Kedusha? At least on a Drabana level? My bein Eim or my bein Demayin. Right? If you're Moel in the, Damim, right? The value. The money that you get. Not the Dam. But if you're Moel in the value, so then you should be Moel in the Dam itself. And therefore says the, Gemara, right? See the carbonate. Ilumachron Ladam Kachim. Modim Atem Shomolim B'Demayin. B'Tovsim Amos HaKedusha. The money that you get for the dam is for sure going to have, it's going to be toe-face and have the status. So surely the blood itself. So the Gemara answers, who says that's true? Who says that if you take this dam that went out, that the money that you get for it is going to be toe-face? Upala galahi, Dam Rebbe Lazar, yesh mehen sha'amru, lo nehenin v'lo ma'alin. Again, we're going to go with the Karban Eda's Girsa. There are some things that Chazal say, we have this sometimes in Maseches Me'ila and elsewhere, there's some things that we say that you're not supposed to get Me'ila, lo nehenin v'lo ma'alin. You're not supposed to get Me'ila, you're not supposed to get benefit Me'daraisa, but if you did, there's no Isser Daraisa of Me'ila. Lo nehenin v'lo ma'alin. Skip the word lefichach. In Machran, and sometimes those cases, eino tofes es demayim. You have some of these halachas of lo nehenin v'lo ma'alin, and if you would sell it, it's not tofes demayim, meaning the money that you get for it does not gain the status of the dam. V'yesh man sha'amar, and there are others in that category that we say, no, lo nehenin v'lo ma'alin, in Machran, tofes es demayim. Right, there are some that do get the status, that the money that you get for the item do get the status. So it's not so clear. Don't say automatically, oh, it's going to get the status, therefore you're going to ask Akasha on the dam. No, maybe the dam, if you sell this dam that went out to Nachal Kidron, the money would be nothing. The money would not get a status. What are some examples? Dishon ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi va-menorah. What if I sold, I don't know why anybody would want it, but let's say I cleaned out the little mizbeach, right, the leftover ashes and the coals that are there. I cleaned it all out and I sold it. The gizbar sold it. Lo nenin v'lo ma'alin. So in that case, there's no, you shouldn't get benefit from midaraisa, but lo ma'alin midrabanan. And in machram, again, we're flipping the girsa, tofes es demehen. There, that comes from a level, something that had kedusha daraisa, and therefore, if you sell that, and then the money that you get for it would have kedusha, would have a status daraisa. But hadamim, the blood that goes out to Nachal Kidron, and most, as we've just said, that's mila drabanan. at most we've said, right? We just said the dam is excluded based on the two sources we quoted at the end of yesterday's shiur. Dam is not subject to mi'ila midaraisa. For some reason, if I want to get benefit from the dam of the Beis HaMikdash, the Karbanos, there's no mi'ila daraisa. So adamim, so this dam is only the Rabbanon. So lo nenev la ma'alin, bahen, you're right, you should not get hana from it without buying it. But if you did, there's no iser mi'ila. In machran, ain't no tofesis demayan. Right? See, he flipped the gear, so there is no tfisas damim there. So, don't ask me the kasha of, oh, if the money that you get for it is going to have status, surely the blood is going to have status. Who says the money is going to have status for it? Right? So therefore, this is not something that I, agree with. So that is all about the dam. Okay. There is, without getting into it now, there is a discussion of the Rishonim and Baba Basra on Dafayin Tetz. It is actually a fascinating discussion. Are there different levels of Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash depending on how you are makdish something? Right? Sometimes the Gemara there, what's the context of the Gemara there? The Gemara there talks about, let's say I makdish a pit in my backyard. Makdish a pit, and the Beis HaMikdash can do with the pit? It's going to sell it and then make some money. What happens if before it was sold, some water went into that pit? Is there kinyan chatzer when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It has to do with, this has lamaisa ramifications. Is there kinyan chatzer by a shul? Let's say, I think it's more in chutz laretz. If there's a coat that's in the coat room for 6 months in the shul, does it automatically become basically hefker and now the shul owns it and the shul can do whatever you want with it? If there's stuff that, that remains this. Is there kinyan, but it comes from this Gemara, Babasra Ayin Tes. Is there kinyan chatzer when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash? So let's assume that there is. So there is a Ramban and other Rishonim there that say, even if you want to say that something becomes hektish, memela, while it's in that kinyan chatzer, but it still might not be the same status of hektish. It might not be subject to the isra of me'ila. That's a very interesting discussion. Can there be levels of kedushas hamikdash, that there is no more me'ila, even if it's full, you know, hektish? So. Okay, anyway, so that's has to do with this Gemara here. Also, if you have some of the dam that was not niskadesh b'kedushas peh, you are makdashit, it could be that it has a different status regarding mi'ila. Okay, next Mishnah. So we're in the middle of the avoda here. We've gotten through, if you think about it, we've accomplished already a major amount. We've accomplished all the zrikas on the inside. We did the dam, the par, and the dam, the sayer, in the Kodesh Kadashim, in front of the paroches, on the little mizbeach. We were mocked to the ktores earlier. We still have the shovel of the ktores in the Kodesh Kadashim. We haven't gotten that out yet. So there's still what to do. But the Mishnah here has a general line about the whole avoda. So kol ma'isi yom kippur ma'amar al seder. Everything that we've spoken about, the whole order, the seder yom avodas yom kippurim. If you messed up the order, that's bad, right? So then we don't look at what you did out of order. You have to do it again. We'll have to see in the Gemara. Does that apply to everything? Hiktim dam ha-so'ir l'dam ha-par. As we know, the blood of the par goes first. The blood of the par goes first. Yes, before you do the dam ha-par, you did the hagrala, if you remember the order, to choose which goat. But the blood of the par is sprinkled before the blood of the zer. So if you flipped it, what if you did some of the zrika of the dam ha-sayer before the par? So then that dam ha-sayer is meaningless. You have to do the par and then do the sayer again. Yachzer v'yazam in dam ha-sayer la'achar dam ha-par. You have to do it again. That's ma'akev. Im ad shalo gamar. Let's just finish the Mishnah and then we'll comment. Im ad shalo gamar esamaton Hashem mi bifnim. Nishbach adam. What happens before you finish you're in the middle of doing the zrikas of the, in front of the parochas, right? And then the Kohen Gadol gets a little nervous, you know, it's a lot of pressure. He's been up all night. He's been looking forward to this whole year. And the blood spills. What's the halacha? Yavi damacha. You gotta shecht another animal, get more blood. V'yachzer v'yaze kitchila mi bifnim. According to the Tanakhama here, all the sets go together. The three sets. The set in the Kodesh Kadashim, the 1 and 7. Right, and the 1 and 7, and 1 and 7, the set in the front of the parochas, the set on the mizbeach hazav, the four corners, and the 7 in the middle. So if the blood spills in the middle of any one of those, you have to start that set again. So start that they all go together. Each one of those goes together. It's like if you mess up in one of the first three brachas, the last three brachas of Shmoneh Esrei, it's a set. Right, it's a set. So v'chein behecha v'chein mizbeach hazav shekulan kapara v'kapara b'fnei atzman. Each one is a set. You have to start again. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Omrim. No, start exactly where you left off. If you did four of the seven, so you start with number five. Right? That's Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omrim, Mimakam Shepasak, Misham Hu Maschil. From that moment, from that to one, that's where you, the start. Remember, all of the avodas, as we were talking about in this Mishnah, all the avodas are one mitzvah. All the avodas Yom Kippur. And the Rambam quotes, in mitzvahs asei memtes, 49, the Rambam quotes that all of the avodah should sivanu. It's also interesting, if you would formulate the mitzvahs, minyan mitzvahs, what would you formulate it as? The avodah of Yom Kippur is mitzvah on who? On the Kohen Gadol, that's what the Sefer Chinuch seems to say, or Rambam, Shetzivanu, we are commanded. The Kohen Gadol is our representative, but we are commanded, as Klal Yisrael is commanded to do Avodas Yom Kippurim. Shetzivanu la'asos Avodas Hayom Klomar, Klal HaKarbanos v'haviduyim ha'mesukanim b'yom atzom Kippur. Everything is included in this one mitzvah. Kedei she'yichupar b'hem kol ha'avonos. K'mo she'ba b'kasuv v'hi achuka. How do you know it's one big, one big mitzvah? Because the Mishnah says at the end of the fifth parak in Yuma, call Maisa Yom HaKippurim Ha'amar El HaSeder, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the fact that the order is Ma'akev, that shows it's one big fat mitzvah. The order is Ma'akev. Hikdim Maisa L'Chavir Lo Saklum. So the Rambam says you learn from this Mishnah. You learn from our Mishnah that it's mitzvah achas. You don't count separately the Torah of Yom Kippur and the Sa'ir la'Azazel. It's not all separate mitzvahs. It's one big mitzvah. The Rambam proves that from our Mishnah. The Chinuch also talks about this, but as I mentioned, the Chinuch's Lashon is here in Achremos. The Lashon that he has is Sheya'aseh Kohen Gadol. Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim Al Seder. Right? Kol Maisa Yom HaKippurim. And what's the shorash of the mitzvah? Chazdei Hashem. Hashem gives us one day to achieve kapara. Shoyim Echasi Akel Al Briyosav. Likvo Alehem Yom Echad Bashana. To be koveya, to set for them one day. Lechapara Al HaChatoim Im HaChuva Sheyashuvu. Al Kein Ra B'Chachmaso Baruch Hu L'Kiyim HaOlam. For the Kiyim HaOlam. Likvo Yom Echad Bashana. Lekaparas Chatas Lashavim. Right, the Rambam, so the Chinuch mentions this and goes into the details, as we know, of the Avoda. If you look in some of the Achronim, if you look here in the Otsras Ha Torahs, Likut, a compilation, he quotes, again, we could talk about any element of the Avoda here, but he quotes just on one detail. Right, so it says, "V'lokach hashnei asirim, the hemid osam lefnei Hashem." Take the sirim and you stand it up in front of Hashem. So lechor, he says, "Tevas v'lokach hashnei asirim nirim yutaros." It already says, "Yikach shnei sirei yizim." Now it emphasizes again, "V'lokach," and he takes. Ela nira sheba lirmos, mashamar aboseinu, ki kol davar sheba olam mishtokekes lios mikurav elakdusha, ki yadua. Right, there are sometimes. There are destinies of certain inanimate objects that obviously they don't have a brain, they don't have a nefesh, but these inanimate objects, so to speak, are yearning to be able to be used for its destiny in the world. He says, "Kemo kisho yadua ba'avanim shesam Yaakov mirash osav." Right, the rocks that Yaakov lay on, they're all screaming, "I want the tzaddik to be on my head." That's what we're talking about, rocks. What are we talking about? The rocks actually started screaming? No, of course not. But Ki'ilu, the rocks, the destiny of these rocks was to be used for Kedusha. Kol achas omeres, Allah yoniach tzadik rosho. V'chein matzinu eitz al Avraham. Shemar v'yakam stei Ephron. What does Rashi quote on v'yakam stei Ephron? Tukuma haisalo. There was a kiyum to this field and cave. Sheyatza miyad hedyot liyad melech. So I think that the field itself now has gained eternity, right? V'chein matzinu b'balei chayim, shechafetzim b'kir v'aselokim. Right, what would you quote for this? Remember the cows? Eliyahu Navi, right? Eliyahu Navi says to the Nevi Abal, "You take one cow, I'll take this cow." And what happens? Remember the story? Eliyahu Navi starts walking away with his cow, and the other cow is not moving. The other cow is staying put, and the Nevi Abal are pulling and pushing and trying to get, it's not moving. And the Avraham Avinu goes over there and says, "What's going on?" And the cow says, "Oh, my friend over here gets to be used for a carbon, and I get to do Nevi Abal." Right, that's right by Eliyahu Navi. So Avram whispers to the cow and says, "Don't worry, you're also going to be part of the Kiddush Hashem. Don't worry about it." He's like, "Okay, fine." Then he goes and, so these are the cows. The cows by Eliyahu Navi. Right? Parsha Ol Avodah Zarah. So again, it's not like these literally have, they don't have a mind. So the Pardes Yosef, he quotes here, for the Pardes Yosef, he says the same thing here. V'lokach ha-shnei ha-se'irim. V'yesh lachush, pen lo yavo baratzon ha-ser la-zazel. Right? The ser la-zazel doesn't want to. V'lokach ne'mar, v'lokach, she'yikham bidvarim tovim, k'mo she'asa Eliyahu. Right? Lokham bidvarim. Like Eliyahu Navi sent away that par, and how Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Moshe Bedvarim Aaron HaKohen, I guess, and then here too, with the extra lashon of the lakach. Okay, again, there's a lot about the avoda of the Yom Kippur, obviously, but this Mishnah is what proves to the Rambam that it's one mitzvah, because you see the Seder is ma'akev. There is what to talk about here. Let's say, the Seder of Tefillin is also ma'akev, but that's two mitzvahs. Right, not everything that's one seder, one order is ma'akev. The Rambam himself discusses tefillin versus tzitzis. Tefillin versus tzitzis. Usually the Rambam says that if two things are ma'akev each other, that shows it's one mitzvah. Like dalin minim shebelulav. Right, the Rambam says, lulav and esrog and hadas harava, that's all one mitzvah. How do you know? Because if you're missing one, then the other three are meaningless. Right, it's ma'akev each other. So that's how you know it is one mitzvah, if they're ma'akev. But if they're not ma'akev each other, then it's two mitzvahs. Tefillin. That's what the Rambam says. Dal minim versus tefillin. Tefillin, if I only have a tefillin shel yad, or if I only have shel rosh, or if somebody has a cast on their entire arm up to their shoulder, they can't put on the tefillin shel yad. They put on the tefillin shel rosh. The other arm is wrong, right? Doesn't help you, right? You have to put on the correct arm. So you put one, so that's the Rambam, they're not ma'akev each other. So the Rambam asks on himself, and what about Tchelas and Lavan of the tzitzis, that ruins my rule. Tchelas and Lavan are not ma'akiv each other. If you don't have tchelas, you still put Lavan, and yet it's one mitzvah. So that ruins my rule. Right? Dalan minim are ma'akiv each other, therefore it's one mitzvah. Tfilin are not ma'akiv each other, two mitzvahs. Tzitzis are not ma'akiv each other, and it's one mitzvah. So there must be two different types of non-ma'akiv each other. The Achronim explained that Rambam. Right? There's one type, they're not ma'akiv each other because they're two different mitzvahs. Right? Like tfilin. But there's another type, not ma'akev each other because it's only a secondary part. There's an ikker part of the mitzvah and a secondary part, like chalitza. Chalitza is one big mitzvah. But as we have mentioned, the Mishnah in Yevamos, taking off the shoe, that's ma'akev. The spitting is a machlokas, whether it's ma'akev. The kriyas apsukim is for sure not ma'akev. So what, it's different mitzvahs because it's not ma'akev? Of course not. But the kriyas apsukim is not going to be a separate mitzvah. There are different types of not being ma'akev each other. Okay, so that's the, but that relates to this Mishnah where the Rambam proves from our Mishnah that it is one mitzvah. Tani, we continue. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, machlokas here between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. With the Mishnah said that everything's ma'akev, the order, each other. So, ba'med ramurim, we're going to limit that. Ba'med ramurim, what do we say is ma'akev ba'avodesh hanasos bifnim, bibig de lavan. The avodas that are done in the Kodesh Kadashim, bibig de lavan. That's what's ma'akev. Avod ba'avodas hanasos b'chutz bibig de lavan. Switch that word. Right? But the avodas that are done b'chutz bibig de lavan, it make them ma'isa l'chaveir or ma'sha asa asui. Then, even if you switch the order, it's okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds, what's ma'akev? Only what's done in the Kodesh Kadashim and the big de lavan. That has to be in exact order. V'chachamim omrim, no, afanasos b'chutz b'big day lavan, imikta ma'isa l'chaver lo'aso klum. The chachamim say no, anything done in the big day lavan. Not just what's done in the Kodesh Kodashim, even what's done outside. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shnei mikra decha darshin, they both darshin the same pasuk. It's the pasuk that's quoted, look in the Pnei Moshe or the Karban Eidah, they quote a different pasuk than what we have. V'haisa zos lachem l'chukas olam, l'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, michol chatosam, achas Bashana. So what do we darshan from there? Now we go back to the Gemara. Rabbanan Amri Avodos Shehu Nichnas Pamachas Bashana. The Rabbanan says, this means Avodos that you do once a year, right, with the Big Day Lavan anywhere. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Makom Shehu Nichnas Bo Pamachas Bashana. No, the Makom that you go in once a year. It's only the Big Day Lavan in the Kodesh Kadashim. So they darshan Machlokas. Rabbi Oshia B'Shem Rabbi Pas. Bimatanas habadim. Getting back to the Mishnah, when the Mishnah said that they're not ma'akev, so bimatanos habadim, right? What's done inside, that is what where we say that it is. Was the lashon of well, let's just finish the lashon. But b'matanas habatim, aval b'matanas haparoches seir makiv es hapar. Right? We said that if you switch the dam par, if you do the dam par stage two, right, in front of the paroches, before you do the dam hasair stage one, so that is ma'akev. Right? Even if you want to say that not everything done outside the Kodesh Kodashim is ma'akev, but there is something that everybody agrees to. You have to finish everything in the Kodesh Kodashim before you start anything in the Heichal. Meaning if you do the par and then you do the sa'ir, so that's within, and then you might say something's outside or not ma'akev, but you have to finish everything inside before you do anything outside. There's what to say, but let's first continue. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Again, let's go with the Karbana Eidas Girsa here. The Karbana Eidas Girsa here. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Shachat es ha-sa'ir. V'yachar kach nosan midam ha-par al ben abadim. If I shechted the goat, and then hanase batchila kasher. If I shech the goat before I finish doing the zrika of the par on the inside, I'm not supposed to do that, but if I did that, it's still kasher. So kasher, as long as I didn't do the zrikas before. But if I did the, again, I shechted the cow, and then I shechted the seer, and then I did the zrikas of the par inside, that's okay. Right, that's what, again, the Rebbe says. That's okay. Back in the Gemara now. Rebbe Yosa says, right, even something even more mechudash. Ilu nishpach midam hapar vidam sa'ir. Actually, let's first read it because it changed the girsa. Ilu nishpach midam hapar vidam sa'ir hamurach bakos. If the blood of the cow spilled out and the dam sa'ir is still sitting there after having been shechted, shema eno mevi par acher v'kasher, right? Wouldn't that also be kasher? Meaning not only in what we said that if you shecht the par and then you shecht the sa'ir and then you do the blood of the par inside, not only is that kosher, but even if, let's say I'm about to do the blood of the par, and then the blood of the par spills out. So then, you could do a shechita of a new par, and take the blood, and sprinkle it inside. Meaning there's a cases that even the shechita sapar b'dieved, right, in this case, could be after the shechita of the sa'ir, right, in this case where the blood spills out. Says the, that's what Rabbi Yosef says. Period. So the Gemara says, ma bein shachat, ad shalo nasan, ma bein shachat misha nasan, ilo amar v'nasan v'ya'us. So what does this mean? So look in Rav Chaim Knievsky now on this line. Says Rav Chaim Knievsky, taima mai nakad Rav Yosef b'loshono, shadam asar munach bakos. There's an even bigger kiddush you could have said. Why does Rav Yosef said that in this case where you even have the blood of the sa'ir, munach bakos, demashma ilu hazet hiza midam asar lesle raya, right, mashma, that if you would have sprinkled for the dam of the seir, then you would be messed up. Ilu amar v'nasan v'yos, afilu amar shenasan kvar midam asair, matanos bein abadim nami islay raya. Right, even if he would have said, says Rav Chaim Knievsky, even if he would have said that you already sprinkled the dam of the seir, that would also be an important point. Deich yazem min asair ala paroches. How would you be able to do that? Shari nimsa shenishkat seir kodem apar, v'rishchitas hapar ma'akvo. Says Rav Chaim Knievsky in the pshat of this line, as we just said, that it could be that even the shechita of the par once in a while could be done after the shechita of the sa'ir. In this type of case, where you had the blood of the par and the blood of the sa'ir, and then you were supposed to sprinkle the blood of the par before you shechted the sa'ir. But if you didn't, and you have the sa'ir, and you're about to sprinkle the dam of the par, and then the blood of the par spills out. What do? Then you can still shech the new par and sprinkle it. So he says, you even theoretically, you could even have a shechita of the par after the shechita of this sa'ir. Okay, so I know we switched around with Mefarshim. One line we did the Karbana Eid, then one line we did the Chakanievsky, but that's how sometimes Yerushalmis go. Okay, period. Let's get back to the Machlokes in the Mishnah between the Rabbanan or Blazer Reb Shimon. What did the Rabbanan say? Every set is one. The set in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the set in the Paroches, and the set by the Mizbeach Hazav. And if something happened in the middle, you gotta start again. That's set. And the Blazer Reb Shimon said, no, wherever something spilled out, just get more blood and start exactly where you left off. So Rabbanan Amri, Shalosh Lekosher, V'Shalosh Lepasel. No, these sets, four kashrus, meaning each one is looked at as a unit, right? The Kodesh Kadashim in front of the Paroches and the Mizbeach Hazav, three lakosher, v'shalosh livso, and three livso, meaning if I want a pasul, let's say I want to have, I don't want to, but if I have a machsheves pigol, I have to think about the machsheves pigol in the entire set, right? All three are considered one, or each within those three is considered one big set, right? One, one, one. Three altogether. So shalosh lakosha v'shalosh lapasol. And that's what the Rabbanon holds, right? Each set is one. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omrim, no. Arbon v'shalosh lakosha, Arbon v'shalosh lapasol. Now each sprinkling is a separate one, as we've said. And therefore, if something spills out, you just start from there. And if you think pigle in any one of them, it could be effective, right? 43, if you add up all of the sprinklings. V'rabbanan amri, kol sheva v'sheva kapar b'fnei atzma. The Rabbanan say, no, every one of the, Sheva, right? Because, they hold that it's a kapar b'fnei atzma, not just seven, but it's the seven and the one. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon, Amri, kol echad ve'echad kapar b'fnei atzma. Again, another way of saying the same thing. How does Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon know that each one is separate? Reb Zeira, b'shem, Rebbe Elazar, that Reb Elazar the Amora, time the Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, v'kila mikaper es hakodesh. When he finishes doing the kodesh, and we darshin, afilu ein sham ela matana achas, even if you have one sprinkling left, let's say you did 42, you're up to number 7 on the Tiaro Shalom Mizbeach. The last one, and then the blood spills out, Amre Torah Kale. The Torah says, finish it, meaning go get another one, go shaft another animal, and get the blood and sprinkle it. So you see, even one of them left, the Torah says to do. So you see that you don't have to like go do previous avoda and then, you know, create a blood left over. Even if you only have one left, that is all good enough. Okay, there's more here. Maybe we'll start with tomorrow. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Big Day Lavan. Hey, I'll leave with a question. That is, we know the Big Day Lavan we use because in Kadegar Nasa Sanegar, you can't bring the gold in. But we find the concept of, you know, bring gold to be mechaper in the Mishkan, to be mechaper the Maiso Egel. Right? Isn't that a violation? Even Katega Nasa Sanegar. So maybe we'll start with that, B'Hashem. And the next time we'll finish up the fifth parak and get into the sixth parak here of Meseches Yoma.